And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, a couple of folks to talk about the Sitka Health Summit's two community health goals that were chosen at this year's planning day, Robin Sherman and Ben Tinby. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk very briefly about the Health Summit. Recently, they held Planning Day, which is an event where community members join together to pick two health and wellness-related goals for the community. And this year, they were focusing on a long-term goal, a long-term vision, and a short-term goal that could be accomplished within 1 year. $2,000 in seed money were given to each group. And now it's up to the groups in the community to get together behind each of them. Robin, you had the idea for the long-term goal. Why don't you talk about that?
The idea for the long-term goal was to see if all of the organizations in Sitka who are working to increase access to healthy and hopefully local food at affordable prices could work together more efficiently and effectively to achieve their mission.
Okay, so how did you come up with that idea?
I came up with the idea partly in my work on the Sitka Food Co-op Board, which is a great local organization that is growing very quickly. There are a lot of people interested in buying the products at the prices that the co-op has to offer, and that's exciting. We have a lot of new members, but we're suffering from some growing pains, and we recently outgrew our space and we moved to a new space. It's been a challenge to find and retain new board members, and we're also still serving only a very small part of the community. So those were some of the challenges I saw in the organization that I was working with, and I also see that there are a lot of other organizations in town trying to work on the same thing and experiencing some of the same challenges. So my question was, could we work together better?
What are some of those other organizations that, you know, are focused on food and food security?
There are a large number of them. There's the Sitka Kitch, which is part of the Sitka Conservation Society. There's the Sitka Local Foods Network. There's the Community Garden Group that Ben is going to talk about. There is STA and Blessings in a Backpack, which do food distribution. There's the Seafood Festival that's taking a break, and then there are some of our fishing organizations. So there are actually a lot of organizations in Sitka that are working on food-related issues.
And how was this idea embraced at the Health Summit? What was the reception like?
There were probably at least a dozen ideas for long-term projects, and this is the one that was selected. And when we broke down into the long-term and the short-term groups, there were probably 15 people who wanted to talk about this, and we ran out of time quickly in brainstorming ideas, so I think there was a lot of energy behind it.
Okay, so now the goal, though, the task before you is to maintain that energy. The first meeting occurred. It happened fairly recently, right?
That was last week, yes.
That was last week. And you weren't there, but you heard a bit about how it went. You want to share?
Yes, there were a number of organizations that were represented, and some of the other organizations that weren't actually represented by staff or board members came up in conversation. I think that the folks who were there kind of took an inventory of what's the mission of each of these groups, what are some of their strengths in terms of, you know, membership, volunteers, grants, space, interest in the community. And I think they found that there's a lot of great energy behind all of these groups. On the challenges side, space to work on programs that is big enough and appropriate for what they wanted to do. Retaining board members, training board members, having access to staff. I know that the Community Garden Group is looking for a nonprofit sponsor. And there was a fair amount of excitement about finding a way to work together better to achieve shared goals.
And what are some of the ideas floating around? I know these are really nascent stage, but there must be some ideas.
I think both at the Health Summit and at the follow-up meeting, different models were talked about in terms of can we cooperate, talk to each other more, maybe share ideas, you know, look at who's better suited to do what. everything from that to creating a new umbrella group that would be able to provide support to all of the groups, or looking at merging some of the groups into one or more nonprofit or for-profit organizations. So while it's very early, and I don't know if there's agreement on what the right solution or solutions are, I think that there is consensus among a lot of the groups that are already involved that we could be more effective if we work together better and talk to each other more.
So when's the next meeting?
The next meeting is December 8th at 6:30 p.m. at St. Peter's by the Sea Sea House.
Okay. Well, Ben, we're going to turn to you now, and you are with the Community Garden Group. Can you give us a little background on that?
Yeah, I was just contacted as a Sickle Local Food Network board member about this, and I didn't make it to the Health Summit. I was out of town, unfortunately. But I went to the meeting, which was about, I think, 2 weeks ago. We got together, and our main objective is, trying to promote, education, like having an educational garden, but also some access to gardening for people that don't have maybe the space, maybe living on a boat or living in a rental or something, not having access to gardening space. That's sort of the main objective of this group. So
there was the community garden behind Blatchley Middle School until very recently, right? Are you able mm-hmm. to talk about what happened with that?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, just from, it's all secondary for me. Dave Knutzel, I believe he would be the guy that would be, if anyone's interested in that, contact Dave. I guess the school system had some changes in the last few years, and they've switched to a private, it's like privately owned or something. It was kind of a liability issue, I think, and there was just some changes in direction with the school. And it was no longer to sponsor that space. So we've had, that was a very large group of people that, were operating out of that space. And so I think that's why that came up at the Health Summit is, redirecting all that energy to be growing local food in town and trying to provide the space. And so that's what we're brainstorming with right now.
Okay. And when's the next meeting for that?
December 1st at 6 p.m. at Sitka Community Hospital.
Okay. And why is this of interest to you?
I've always been interested in growing things and having, a way of life that I can sustain myself and eat healthy food that, I can grow myself or that my neighbors grow, supporting the local economy. I went to school for agriculture, and I've long been involved in local food initiatives and really support the cause to fight, global and local issues of health and environmental health and just overall community health. So I think it's a great answer.
Okay. And yours is the goal that you're working on to be accomplished within 1 year. So that's looking at finding a space, preparing a space, issues around being able to maintain the space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then we've got a number of people. I think we had about a dozen or a little more people at the last meeting, and we came away with some homework. I guess we're having different people in the community, meeting with different people in the city and like grounds, and just talking about, sort of opening the door to the conversation, talking just or researching and putting together lists of potential sites. So right now, there's just different people sort of out, we're kind of like a little ant army out trying to figure this out together. So,
The interesting thing about the Sitka Health Summit and past projects and work that the summit has done is it sort of mainstreams community health issues. So you have all these folks who often feel like they're sort of working at the margins of community health, real community-based health. And then when they work on it as a Sitka Health Summit project and they come together with like-minded individuals and they engage the municipality, it sort of starts moving from margin to center a little bit. And I hear the potential in that for the community garden to be on public land would certainly do that. And bringing folks together to form some sort of overarching organization to support local food, it would be another.
I just think it's interesting that the Sitka Health Summit routinely comes up with ideas that are around food. And I think that that is a sign of the times that we live in, that health is no longer about going to the doctor or going to the hospital or your checkups. It's really about your lifestyle and how you integrate into the community, and food is a really important part of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, if folks would like to hear more, where can they go?
The SICA Health Summit has a website, and I think there'll be more information about upcoming meetings on there. And all of the local, or most of the local organizations that we talked about, also have their own websites.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And Facebook pages as well, I believe.
Mm-hmm. There is a SICA Community Garden Facebook page as well, specifically. So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in, both of you.
Thanks, Great. Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Robin Sherman and Ben Timby, SITCA Health Summit.